Hello, everybody. Jim Harris again. The Unfair Advantage Show, brought to you by Jesus Christ CEO TV Network. Thanks for joining us again. I've got a question before we begin today. Do you ever step back as a believer in business and ask, well, how is God moving in business across America, across North America? What is really happening across America in business from God's perspective? Well, today we're going to explore that with Jason Brown. Jason Brown is the CEO and president of Marketplace Chaplains, which is the largest and longest serving chaplaincy service in America. Marketplace Chaplains, based out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, provides personalized and proactive employee care services. We're going to talk about that in a minute with Jason. And they do it through dedicated chaplain teams, male, female, diverse, that actually speak. Chaplains speaks over 36 languages with all the companies they represent, including companies like Ping Golf, one of my favorite companies in the whole world, and Cargill, Pilgrim's Pride, so many others. Marketplace Chaplains began in 1984, and now they have, get this, folks, get this. Marketplace Chaplains has over 2,200 chaplains serving over 6,000 work sites around America and North America that actually cover 400,000 employees. And in terms of chaplaincy services, they serve over 1.2 million family members and more. We have the honor of having the CEO and President, Jason Brown of Marketplace Chaplains, is our guest today. Jason, thank you so much for joining the Unfair Advantage Show.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. We go back a long way, and I've been looking forward to this and praying about it. It's just a great culmination and the right timing to visit. So looking forward to our conversation that is spirit-led.
I appreciate that. Hashtag be led. That's right. Yes, Jason, I want to thank you because you've been a dear friend for over a decade. I've had the honor of actually serving as the MC on multiple day Marketplace Chaplains annual meetings. So I have a very close relation. I've worked with a lot of the regional directors and executives at Marketplace Chaplains. I feel like you're a second family to me, brother, and I thank you for having invited me over all these years. Now, you moved up. A little history on you before we get to the main content of what you see God doing through business in America. You've worked your way up over the last 22 years in Marketplace Chaplains. I want people to hear a little bit of that story, but this is a fascinating tidbit about Jason Brown, the man. Jason Brown, get this, folks. He is a former world champion saddle bronc rider. In other words, Jason is a cowboy that sits on wild horses, and he did that for a living, and he was world champion. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay.
Well, there was an adjective in there, former. As my wife says, that was my former life. So 1991 was my last year on the pro circuit, and when God allowed me to win the title for his glory. But
Just now getting over the saddle sores, probably really just now by now.
Well, I don't know. These executive chairs do their own bucking some days, it seems like.
Yeah, you've been with Marketplace Chaplains now for over 20 years. You've come up through the marketing. How have you seen Marketplace Chaplains as a provider of employee care services? How have you seen them change over the last two decades?
Right after rodeo, I was with Procter & Gamble and then sales manager at Wrangler Outerwear and had my own real estate business, computer resale business. So I had been in the business world and corporate world for many years. Then the full-time calling to ministry 22 years ago to come to Marketplace to do marketing and sales. They just kind of grew by word of mouth and a few media stories or radio shows Gil would get on every now and then. But they said, we need to really try to expand this. And so I was honored to be accepted as the first person to really go out and spread the good news of Marketplace Chaplains, which is ultimately spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But, you know, if you think about it, probably early on, and even when I was there, the early adopters were Christian business leaders, and many of them probably more on the evangelical side than others. And they saw this as a ministry, or they saw it as they had a need of people that were going through situations or sudden crises, and They started out a small company, then they got a little larger, and then had multiple locations. And it usually goes like this. We feel like we're using the family feel of the business, and we're having to work so much on business, we don't know our folks, and we know they have needs, but they won't come to us, and we're ill-equipped to really help them in the long run. And we knew, even back then, over 70% of them were not regularly affiliated with a local church. So the chaplain is perfect. Platform to step into that.
So when you said 70% were not affiliated with the local church, was that 70% of the employees?
Yes.
Not the business owners. That was the employees. Okay. I wanted to make sure I understood that, because that's huge. Yeah. And Marketplace Chaplains provides employee care services. It's more than just human resources. Tell us a little bit about the breadth of what you and your 2,200 chaplains do.
Yeah, and that's probably why we are now in these public corporations and in over 1,522 other companies, and as you said, 6,000 locations. We actually have, like I say, public companies have signed us up. We've got atheist owners that have signed us up, Jewish owners. We even have a couple of Muslim owners that signed us up. Because of employee care service, they know their employees need help. And you know, we're not there as a religious program or setting up church at work. We're there to care for people. Jesus's model of evangelism in the workplace. You know, take care of a need. Don't tell me how much you know until you show me how much you care. So what I've seen, Jim, is, and especially in the last couple of years with this mental health crisis coming out of COVID, we saw it early and started those white papers on mental health and PTSD coming out with moral injury. And, you know, there's more and more suicides. People are jockeying between work and home more than before, a hybrid workplace. And people are more isolated than ever. I mean, COVID really accelerated that. I saw it coming. We had all the, you know, communication on our mobile devices, but fewer and fewer real relationships. And so as the world has gone more digital and technical and we're working hybrid and remote, people are really not connected like they used to be. Here's the unique thing that a workplace chaplain is. There's someone that says, hey, Jim, I'm Chaplain Jason. I'm here for you and your family. I'm not connected to a church or denomination. I'm not with HR. I'm not a family member. I'm not a coworker. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a psychiatrist. And everything you tell me is totally confidential. And I'm available 24 hours a day if you need me, brother. So just know I'm here for you. Where can you get that anywhere else today without a tie, without being connected to something, or without an agenda? And so, you know, companies are struggling to bring back the family atmosphere, the personal touch, the one-on-one, because we're in so much business white noise and spin and deadlines, and it's just accelerated more and more over time. Real quick, I have CEOs and leaders say, and this is what we know in Christendom is the ministry of presence. You know, just when you guys show up, just me seeing the chaplain on every Wednesday when they come to visit our office helps me reorient my week and the reason I am where I am.
Well, the ministry of presence. I was going to ask, with what we've seen in the last 3 years, I thank you for jumping in, because now this is relevant. This is day-to-day. What we're coming out of and what we're still messing with is this presence, is the role of a chaplaincy service, because it seems to me, Jason, the power of chaplaincy is really face-to-face, not as much digital. And then with COVID making the chaplaincies just kind of almost go away, how have you seen reestablishing the ministry of presence? What are you doing through the chaplains to reestablish that? Are they more hungry? Are employees more hungry for that now than they were before?
They are, and companies know they need that because of the isolation and depression and anxiety, suicidal ideation, and then hopefully we call it personal and proactive because we go meet them, but hopefully we can help them before they decide to walk off the job or commit suicide or bankruptcy or workplace violence.
Jason went through a list of some of the things he's seeing in heightened areas right now that sometimes we can gloss over. You may be a two-person or a four-person or a 20-person company. It's no different for you than the 2,000, 5,000, 40,000-person companies that Jason and Marketplace Chaplains represent. Suicidal tendencies, bankruptcies, workplace violence. A chaplaincy service, whether it's a two-person company or a 50-person company, you can come in and you have trained men and women that can come in and help minimize, diffuse those types of everything from violence to self, violent to others, and just through the ministry of presence, help companies do things they can't do themselves. I don't want people to miss what a chaplaincy service can do for their company.
In fact, last year, we know we averted about 350 suicides. I know there were a lot more.
Oh, my gosh.
And
glory to God.
Yeah. And then through all that, you have the opportunity to earn the right to share the gospel. So presented the gospel in a full manner from a chaplain to employee almost 100,000 times last year. And then get people connected to that local church community. Those problems and issues that turned really bad and into crisis, they started 4 months or 6 months back down the road. Somebody doesn't come into work today and decide to steal $1,000, right? That started when messed up finances, issues with family, whatever, and I got to think about it. If you just had somebody that you could trust that say, man, I'm in a bind and I don't know what to do, and to give you some other options, some alternatives, some encouragement. You know, there's really no telling how many things we avert. We'll know that on the other side of glory, but our job is to just show up, and that's what we can do every week. And, you know, the workplace is the largest mission field in the world.
I mean, yes, it is.
Almost 130 million non-governmental employees went to work this morning. And some of them now have come back to work, but others haven't. And so during COVID, what it made us do, we always had drivers and some remote employees, which were harder to develop a relationship with than with somebody on a factory line or a production facility or in an office. So we had had an app for about 8 years. But during COVID, what did everybody start using, Jim? FaceTime, remember? And so I talked to one of our clients who actually developed that. I said, how do we get FaceTime onto our app? Because previously you could email, call or text with your chaplain. You know, if it was Saturday night and you were in a wreck and needed me, you could text or call me. We integrated that. Now there's video chat that you have available to contact your chaplain as well. So it's as close to being there in person as full time. There's nothing replaces the face to face, but there are some people that now work from home or they're remote 100% of the time. So it made us get better on how to develop those relationships. And then we make proactive calls, send them letters, texts. We had to get better on how to establish and maintain relationships, because when things go bump in the night, or you're just stuck in life, we want to be first on your mind. I got to call Chaplain Mike. I got to call Chaplain Susie, you know, or my grandmother's in a senior living home in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she fell and I'm worried about her. You know what? I'm going to ask my chaplain. Within an hour, we'll have a female chaplain in Scottsdale. Go visit your grandmother and check on her and call you back. So that's the value of what we bring. But again, all that is just God's unconditional love and provision of placing us where he has in these companies. And, you know, many companies are like, just don't preach and don't do all that. And even the ones that aren't Christian will say, hey, if somebody wants to come to faith on their own or away from work or all that, we're great with that. And so, you know, that's why we positioned it as employee care. The overall parenting name, and when I came on, was Marketplace Ministries. And so for, you know, companies sign a contract with us and pay a small fee. And so you can imagine me calling companies as this young marketing gun ready to go, this great service nobody's ever heard of back then. Nobody couldn't then and can't now really spell chaplain. But if you call someone and say, hey, I want to come talk to you, I'm with Marketplace Ministries, and they're a company, what do you think? Even a Christian company. So it's being wise as a serpent, shrewd as a dove. And I think what we all have to realize now is we live in a post-Christian America. And actually, chaplains and believers in the workplace, we're missionaries in a foreign land. And so as missionaries, what do? You learn the customs, the dress, the culture, the language. I've become all things to all people, so I may win a few. But that's the great privilege we have today.
I want to roll back, because you said earlier, as you framed this magnificent story of the intricate tapestry of what's happening in the workplaces in America, the ones that you serve and beyond, is that you walk out the kingdom first, then you invite them into the kingdom. Jesus took care of the needs of the people. He literally fed them physical bread. He healed their needs. Right. We can't pay taxes, Jesus. We'll go fishing. Now, wouldn't that be a great way with, you know, income tax coming up here in the next couple of months? Let's go fishing and get some coins out of the mouths of the fish. But the point is, you're bringing the kingdom. You're taking care of their needs. Jesus taught the kingdom first. Oh, here's how you get to the kingdom. He actually talked about the gospel of the kingdom, and what you're doing through Marketplace Chaplains is that, and I want, this is so profound to me, that you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories of where there have been deaths of the children of employees, or deaths of employees, or deaths of family members of employees. And the chaplains are the first on the scene, even conducting the funerals. They conduct weddings. Yep. I mean, it goes on and on, that you're serving them in a faith-filled capacity. And this is a lesson that I'm encouraging our men and women in business who's listening or watching to this right now. Be the kingdom first. Salvation yep. will come when you be the kingdom first. Would you agree with that, Jason?
Yeah, because think of Paul. He said, you know, I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that brings the increase. It's not us to manufacture or transact or try to push the increase. You know, a chaplain may have harvested the fruit with an employee over a crisis, and they said, man, I'm at the end of rope, chaplain. Why have you checked on me for 3 years? You know, I can't bring you anything. Why do you love me? And then the chaplain could share the gospel. Well, that's not the chaplain. There may have been Aunt Mary praying for 30 years for that employee, you know. So it's just a role in the whole parts, you know, the body of Christ, the parts. But we just get to go where many people can. And we give a great number of church planners and pastors in small towns. We give them extra income and an ability and a way to get out into the workplace and go meet people that are never going to come to their church on Wednesday night or a Saturday cookout or a Sunday service. But we give people the opportunity to go where people are and where they're hurting, and that's the workplace. You know, Jim, the reality is for all believers in ministries and especially chaplains, we have to remember we're now living in a post-Christian America. We're not really wanted. Used to be it was positive. Then, you know, at a group of time, it was kind of neutral. But now it's almost anti. And so we have to act very wise and very shrewd. You be all things to all many, so you may win a few. But, you know, we're really missionaries in a foreign land. So wherever God has placed you, you have a great amount of impact of people around you, who you serve, who you're a customer to. You know, there's so much going on in the business world. We spend 70% of our waking hours driving to at or coming from work, or we get home now with our internet connections and still work at home. So work consumes us. But like I said, it is the largest mission field. And so there's so many people that are lost. And this new generation of workers coming up, you know, they're not worried about a big house and a lake house and SUVs and a boat and material things and status. They're really searching for lives of significance, and they're more open to spirituality than ever. Now, that has a double-edged sword, but, you know, I do see a lot of hope for the future, and so it's going to take all of us in different ways to reach people. But I think you were kind of hitting on it best. Our coworkers, people in our community, neighborhood, and our clubs, you know, whatever, they've heard the gospel more than likely. They probably have 10 Bibles in their house. They probably went to church at some point in their life, but it just really didn't hit. It didn't click. And what they want to see is authentic Christianity from a real person who's transparent, non-judgmental, and simply presents the gospel. But first, you got to live it out. They want to see that it's authentic, and that it's there's no prosperity in it per se until heaven, but that's what people are really looking for. And even those company owners that have brought us on, or even employees of a different faith, if they know you're sincere about your faith, they'll have a good, honest discussion with you about religion or faith. But you know what? Here's what I say. We should all focus on everybody's commonalities, not their differences. So what is that? Well, everybody has to provide for their family. They've got to go to work. They need a job. They want to be promoted. They have a rebellious teenager that's going astray. They are caring for an elderly parent. They're stressed. Their finances are tight. Their taxes are high. You know, those are not atheist, Methodist, or Muslim problems. Those are problems. And people don't have any resource to help them through that. And so that's what the role of a chaplain is to fill in the gap on those front lines.
I like that. Fill in the gap on the front lines. And you answered a question I wanted to ask you, is that how do you really train, encourage your chaplains? How do they know when to be overt, and how do they know when they should be covert in their Christianity? And you really answered that question in a way. You know, you're focusing on the needs first. You're focusing on the pain points, where they hurt, and doing whatever the chaplain can to help them in their personal needs. And then when they sense an opening to share the word of salvation, they go there.
Well, there's two more instances along that pathway, and I hate to put God in a box or make everything a process or a 1, 2, 3, but that's long-term relationship evangelism, right? Another sense of it would be after a crisis, a car wreck and you lost a kid, you know, sudden death, we're in a fire, whatever, people are open, right? But then there's the other opportunity. So there's covert over, and this is being ready. So really, at the end of the day, it's the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so our chaplains are trained to pray for those divine appointments with those people they need to see on that worksite visit. So when they pull up to a factory with 80 people, and they're kind of scheduled to be there about 2 hours, well, you could spend the 2 hours kind of chit-chatting and trying to get to everybody. You're not going to get to them all. They're busy or out on a call or whatever. And that's all good. But if there's that one person there that who's really seeking and needs to hear, wants to hear the gospel, needs to hear a word of reassurance, needs to hear a word of encouragement, those are the ones you want to be open to get to and maybe change your route as you're walking through that plant. And that's happened hundreds and hundreds of times.
That's so beautiful.
You kind of mentioned the training. That's part of it. But people have to understand, you have to listen 3 times more than you talk, and listen to understand and not just give a quick answer. You can find now 100 million answers by ChatGPT. Used to, you could Google answers. Now it's unlimited. People don't want a quick answer. They want somebody that's going to come along beside them and say, I'm with you through this.
As you look out, as all your chaplains, not only have an opportunity to be a listening ear for the frontline and middle employees, they also have an opportunity to be the Josephs and Daniels for some of the owners, even if they're not men and women of faith. I bet you have untold stories of how you see God is moving through even non-Christian executives through the role you and your executive teams place when you're going to some of the top leaders of these companies. How do you navigate that with the owners? I mean, the big boys and girls that run pretty good sized companies. How do you guys navigate that well?
Well, number one, we make sure on the front end that they're not bringing us on just for their employees. That the chaplain cares for them and their families too. And I'll usually joke. Now I know none of y'all have any problems, so we're setting the stage. And then we've got to make sure. You know, we have a lot of really great, sweet, kind-hearted chaplains, and they're a lot of them are intimidated about going to the top floor at the C-level and all that, but we have to make sure we chaplain the janitor the same as the CEO. Now, we do encourage the CEOs to get involved. There's a lot of C-level support groups and things on how to integrate their faith at work and all that, because unfortunately, we know the organized church in a general way has not been very open to the marketplace, or they don't know how to relate to the businessmen. They may have a Bible study and this and that, but it's different in the real world. And that's something chaplains can bring, is a biblical mirror, an ethical moral standard, and a confidential place where even that guy, if they're involved in a group or a Bible study or whatever, they still have personal needs and struggles, and they can't go to anyone else. They really have no one to go to that is confidential and neutral. So it's very important to be the same. I always say the problems are the same. The decimal point's just in a different spot.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. I liked it. I want you to step back as literally an executive yourself, and you know that. You're very humble. But I want you to take an executive perspective. Now you're taking a global perspective, and you're looking out over, for example, all the companies you serve and then your chaplains serve. Where do you see, we've talked about so many bad things happening and the pressures and post-COVID and so much of the turmoil going on across corporate business America. Jason, where do you see God moving right now? If you were to forecast, if you were to say, here's what I'm sensing, how God's going to be moving across corporate business in America the next 12 to 18 months, what do you see?
Well, number one, you know, we too often try to bifurcate, or I say trifurcate, life. You know, so it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, it's really one. The Spirit is the love between the two and has always existed.
Amen.
We say emotional, physical, and spiritual. Well, you don't do family life Saturday, church life Sunday, and Monday you go back to work. That's what everybody in the early 1900s through the 80s, before the kind of faith at work revolution started, they were tired of this dualistic life. And so, God and faith isn't moving through businesses or corporations. It's moving through people in businesses and corporations. And so that's where it is. The hunger has to come from the heart and the people. And unfortunately, we all know people move quicker to alleviate pain than achieve gain, right? So now that's people exactly. are scrambling. Man, so-and-so committed suicide, and we thought he was an elder at the church, and he led our Bible study, and he had the perfect life. It was a total shock to all of us, right? But I see God moving. I think I'm not a seven mountain dispensationalist believer, but if you look at the big culture areas of what make up society, and you probably have programs on that, but right now the business community is the most open, accessible, and place for the Holy Spirit of God to move through. And that's why it's so important for people to support and encourage things, you know, like through the Cases First Liberty and ADF or mm-hmm. working on, like, the Alaska Airlines and the Groff Postal Carrier case we just won, you know, the Klein Bakery. Because, once that window shuts, we might as well be trying to do like East-West Ministries across the hallway and then going into the dark areas of the world. But right now, the opportunity is ripe for greater expansion. I know the Christian CEO groups are growing, chaplaincy's growing. And we've proven we can do this in public corporations. We can do it in 6,000 locations to people of all walks of life and do it successfully. And so that's really just a great opportunity. We're not climbing the hill per se right now on Everest. We're about to take the Hillary step and get to the peak.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, friends, I wanted you to get an introduction not only to Jason Brown today, but also Marketplace Chaplains and the types of services he provides, whether you're a 2-person or a 20-person or a 2,000-person firm. Jason, tell us how we can be in touch with you, follow you. How can we learn more about Marketplace Chaplains?
Yeah, we have a LinkedIn, and we post a lot of things on LinkedIn and great success stories. Our website is mchapusa.com. We need chaplains. We have 130 openings right now, so if you may want to be interested in being a chaplain, or you know someone that might, you can go to the website. Or if you're a company owner that says, it may be time to look at this. I've had companies sign up on the spot, and I've got the contract here in a frame. It took 18 years for this food and distribution company to sign up.
Wow.
But, you know, we're here. I would say just explore it. And let me say this, Jim. We're not coming in. You're not subcontracting out care. We're not here to replace or displace you or your caregiving, your HR departments, or your other caregivers. We can extend, enhance, and broaden that. So, and it takes all of us. So we'd just love to visit with you so you can look at it and see what it would look like and if it's timing and would be a good fit for your company. Just give me a shout off our website.
Let me give a shout out to this too. There are a lot of bivocational pastors that are part of Marketplace Chaplains. If you're a pastor yourself that happened to get a hold of this podcast, or a friend shares for you to listen to it. You have a lot of part-time and full-time chaplains. Is that right, Jason? You can do both.
Yep. And we need female chaplains. We have female chaplains work with females. And then we need bilingual. Like I say, we speak 36 languages now just to be able to connect to today's workforce.
Wow. I can barely speak Southern well, so I'm just going to stick with my one. So that's fascinating. Jason, I thank you for giving us more of a Fortune 500 or, you know, an executive viewpoint of what's going on in America. This has been very timely, very profound. You've given us great insight, ways in which we can better easily walk out our faith, serve as a kingdom would serve first, and then see the doors for the opening to the message of magnificent salvation. And that goes across all faiths, all people. Take care of the needs first. Yep. That's a great message that you've shared with us today. Anything else you want to leave before we sign off today, Jason?
Pray that this plants some seeds and waters and furthers the kingdom for impact. We all want to be an impactor. Thank you, Jim, for going out on faith way out on the branch many more times than people know. But I can see God working through you and Lee Ray and JC and the TV and the reach around the world through these platforms. Imagine 10 years ago when you and I met, you could never imagine this.
But never imagined.
I think most of it is just education on, hey, I didn't know you could do this or it's out there. And here's what I would encourage people. You don't have to start everything from scratch. It's probably already in existence and
so
being
true.
Done very well. And so just do your research through the body of Christ and find other partners that you can help move along. They bring you along or they can give you some things to get you a much further start. You know, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy and divide us all and put us all in these little silos. And that is so far from the truth. But, you know, God has you at your place, whether you're a chaplain, a CEO, or an hourly worker, or a driver, it doesn't matter. You have influence. And so just remember that. Not everybody is, you know, Francis Chan or Billy Graham. But your whole purpose in life may be, in the kingdom's world, is God said, I need you to witness to your coworker in that cubicle next to you, because
right.
I can't get to him any other way. And if that was God's role and purpose for you being there, glory to God.
Amen. And one of the great things I like to do is, you know, I've got to have the uniform on. You can see the Marketplace Chaplains logo. My good friend Jason Brown sent me some shirts. Man, when I put on this Marketplace Chaplain, I can take out any enemy anywhere. Hallelujah. No devil going to stop me,
Amen.
Jason. Thank you so much, my dear friend, for being with us. I know we'll see you again on a future episode of the Unfair Advantage Show. Thanks, Jason, for joining us.
You bet. Love you, Jim. Thank you.